Rushburn, here. And that moment we've been waiting for has finally fucking arrived. Bossy Power Bottom Wear is now officially live on RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com for purchase. Bossy Power Bottom Wear, the gay lifestyle and clothing line that unapologetically describes what it means to live your best gay life and show others through your clothing that you bottom like a boss. Want to know more? Go to RonnieWashburn.com now. That's R-A-O-N-I, Washburn.com, and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Wear. The following is brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. What could I possibly tell you about myself on this show that I really haven't already said? Chances are that if you listen along to this show, then you know that the basic premise of the entirety of this entire My Gay Exposé podcast journey has really just been all about my sexual appetite, like sex, and even more sex, being a slut, jumping on as many dicks as I possibly can, like struggling with my body image issues and trying to fit in with the San Francisco City gay community, not understanding why there are aspects in my life that aren't quite what I want them to be, getting so drunk so often that I find myself making very poor sexual decisions, just being the biggest hot mess that you could ever possibly hear out there in the podcast world. You guys, I listen to a lot of fucking podcasts out there and a lot of gay ones, and I really don't feel that there is anyone else out there that openly just discloses and spews out all the filth and fuckery that just comes to my mind and my brain and all of the life experiences to a place where I'm actually writing a goddamn book, because some of these moments are just so fucking epic. So what do you think that I could possibly ever tell you that would like maybe shock you or surprise you about this show? What about my life would be that one announcement that I could possibly say that you never saw fucking coming? So sit back, relax, put on that condom or pop your prep pill, and let's hold on tight, because I'm about to reveal to you this week the biggest My Gay Exposé podcast announcement of all time. That's right, I said it, of all time. Do you have any idea what it can possibly be? Well, stay tuned and find out now. You are now listening to My Gay Exposé Podcast, a show that unperfectly describes what it's like when life has you fucked in the head while being fucked from behind. I'm Ronnie Washburn, a writer, LGBTQ+ community activist, self-proclaimed, messy, loud-mouthed, and somewhat semi-passable podcast host, popper sommelier, porn star, fluffer in training, and local San Francisco bossy power bottom that just so happens to be on the left of you on your Grindr grid. And this is My Gay Exposé Podcast. Ronnie Washburn here. And welcome back to the show that really just is the biggest announcement in podcast history, period. My Gay Exposé Podcast. And on this week's exposé, we explore the last 3 years and what this show has actually done for my life, what I've been through, what I've put myself through, all the filth and fuckery that I have like spewed out on this show on a regular basis. We're just going to recap all of it. And you guys, at the end of this week's exposé, I have the biggest bombshell announcement that I don't think any of you are ready to digest in this moment. I don't think any of you see it coming, but it is happening this week. And, you know, so for the sake of time and how long I have to go through a bunch of shit in this week's expose, no re-expose and no your gay expose this week, we're just gonna hop right in, recap the entire 3 years of this My Gay Expose podcast journey, and then at the end, you will get that moment that I don't think any of you are ready for. So let's get that huge announcement now. You guys, listen, I wanted to take this quick time out to ask you for a huge favor. I need all of you right now in this moment to go over to Apple Podcasts and click 5 stars. This helps us in the podcast world out so much more than you will ever know. It actually gets us to that trajectory that we're actually already on our way to just a little bit faster, and it makes things start happening. I really just need your help. Please, if you wouldn't mind, just go to Apple Podcasts, click 5 stars. And if you don't want to click 5 stars, just, well, keep that click to yourself. But you can also rate 5 stars on Spotify too. So wherever you listen to your podcasts, please, I need your help. Click 5 stars and allow My Gay Exposé Podcast to get to that next best thing. All right, you guys, it's been 3 years, 3 years since My Gay Exposé Podcast's debut. And honestly, I have exposed to all of you in the entire world my entire life, like literally my entire life. There is everything out there for the world to hear. I have no shame. There is just absolutely not one thing that I probably would ever not say on this show. There is literally like one skeleton left in my closet, and I could fully confidently run for public office with the full confidence that every single piece of shit in my life is completely out there. And they're not going to find anything else on me. Like, it's all there. You can hear it all. Go back through the archives. If there's something you think that I am or have done or any of it, it's out there. Let's face it. If you go back through the archives, you'll literally hear everything from my overly obsessive sexual appetite that I constantly and continuously talk about on this show, my very unhealthy relationship with poppers and sex, to a place where I have actually seared scars on my body from poppers permanently. I mean, I have responded to names like slut and whore and the Castro slut. I mean, I'm a seasoned expert in gay hookup culture 101. I could tell you anything and everything that you should expect every single time you go to a guy's place to hook up. I've talked about orgies, sex parties, blacked out moments where sex was clearly done, but clearly unbeknownst to me because I was so wasted and gone and out of it and I don't even remember. And the only reason why I know that I had sex that night was, well, because my ass hurt. I talked about carrying around my slutty power bottom hoe bag. You know, that hoe bag that you keep on you that has those 6 essential items in that hoe bag to ensure that if you're at work and you've been walking on your feet all day long and you're tired and you're sweaty, feel a little bit gross, it's been like 6 hours, you've had like 2 meals, and that hot jock top hits you up on Grindr and says that he only has 20 minutes to fuck you. And he's like legitimately like the hottest guy that you have ever seen on your Grindr grid, and you cannot pass it up. Well, these 6 essential items, they will help you ensure that when you go over to that hot jock top's place and you sit on that hot jock top dick, you will pop off with a clean bill of health. And yes, I am just that crazy. I fucking marketed that shit as a canvas bag on my Bossy Power Bottom wear line. Like, that's how into this shit I am. I've dated 2 guys at the same time, and then when they finally fucking found out about each other, the end result was me going home with both of them and getting my very first double penetration situation for the very first time. And actually last time, because I have never been double penetrated since, truth be told. And, you know, I've talked about that on again and off again pre-alcoholistic state of mind where I'm basically just drunk so much, so often that I find myself in so many uncomfortable sexual situations that you would never believe. And many of them have been documented on this very show. I'm always talking about that mindfuck, that constant quest that is dating in San Francisco and trying so hard to find love unsuccessfully and just dating guy after guy and getting lie after lie and being ghosted left and right and not really understanding what it is about these guys that makes it so they don't want you or they don't like you or they can't figure any of it. It's just, listen, I have talked about that shit more than anything else sitting on that little green therapy couch to my therapist. I've slept with a major celebrity. I've talked about that on this show. I've had sex with a famous porn star. I've had sex with trans men. I've literally deep-throated a 12.5-inch dick all the way down to the base and perfected the art of what it means to deep-throat monster cock. You know, despite all of the hesitation in my brain, I've slept with 6 pink dicks in a month and reported back to my friend Kahoy with the results because the idea was that I just don't really like white guys. And so he challenged me to sleep with 6 specific pink dicks in this month to see if somehow I would be into it or want it or whatever. If you really want to know what happened, you should go back into the pink dick challenge expose and find out exactly how all of that went down. And, you know, despite my hesitation in life and dating and guys and sex and all of it, I've even slept with fellow gingers because everybody insists that ginger on ginger action is hot, even though I'm absolutely beyond not into that moment. And you can actually find out what happens on that episode as well. You know, I regularly wake up to people lying next to me in a bed that I don't remember meeting, don't remember going home with, or don't even know who the fuck they actually are. That is the entire premise of this show, or literally all of the things that I've just openly disclosed to you and the world. All of my tea has been spilled. When life has you fucked in the head, while being fucked from behind. That was the sentence that I created to invoke the vibe, the feel, everything that I wanted you to think about and literally like smell when you listen to my show. Like, that is the moment. That is what I want you to think. It's literally that clusterfuck of all of this bullshit going on in your brain, not understanding how to maneuver through guys and dating and boys and San Francisco, like gay culture and hooking up and getting kicked out of fucking gay bars for blowing a guy in the bathroom, getting kicked out of Ubers for also blowing a guy in the back seat of a car. Like, you fucking name it, I've probably fucking signed, sealed, delivered it, all of it. I've fucking done it. But you guys, I have kind of a big announcement to make. And I really have to say, this is the biggest first in my gay expose podcast history. And I don't even think any of you are prepared for what it is that I'm about to reveal to all of you this week. It's big, major, life-altering, life-changing news that I don't even think any of you out there could predict if you even wanted to. Like, I don't think you could, like, think about it right now. Like, what do you think that I'm about to reveal to you this week? Can you guess? Do you have any idea? Do you have the faintest clue about all the things that I just disclosed and openly talked about and are deep within my gay expose podcast archives? What exactly do you think it is that I'm about to reveal to all of you this week? Well, let me just start from the beginning. So, I want to say it was like 5-6 months ago. I don't even really know, truth be told. My friend Abraham and I were, you know, out at lunch together, having a few drinks, getting some tacos, catching up on our dating lives, our sex lives, our boy lives, all of it. And really, at one point, we started talking about this guy, I think, that he was talking to. Truthfully, I can't even remember how it came up, but he basically revealed to me that he, like, started talking to this guy on the app called Hinge. Now, you guys, listen, I know that I am pretty well-versed in all things Grindr, dating apps, Tinder. I mean, I have legitimately done, like, the ins and outs of what it means to do all of these gay apps in sex and dating, like, all the stigmas and stereotypes that are involved. Like, oh, look, they're coming for me, you guys. They're coming for me. See, they've heard all the things that I've done, and here they come to get me. No, I'm actually recording in a different space than the norm, and it's on a very public street. So you're getting, once again, just like last week, the full-blown, authentic San Francisco vibe. Okay, anyway, long story short, sitting at lunch with Abraham, he tells me about Hinge, and I'm like, what is this Hinge? I have never heard of this Hinge. Again, I know all of it. All the Grinders, all the Tenders, all the Scruffs, all the Jacks. You name it, I've fucking given it some sort of test run. They just usually all end up being the exact same thing for whatever it is that they're trying to be in that moment. But Hinge, I had never heard of this Hinge. So I decided that, you know, for research purposes for the show, that, you know, maybe it was a good idea to sort of take a look and see what this Hinge thing was all about. I mean, after all, most of Abraham's stories about guys that he met on Hinge were good ones. So maybe there was something different about this Hinge. What I quickly learned was that, yes, there was a big difference in Hinge. Like, they actually make you go through the motions of answering a series of questions, which really literally forces people to sort of get to know you instead of the stereotypical swipe left, swipe right, or the, like, tap on Grindr or any of that bullshit. Like, it actually makes you go through the motions of, like, using your brain and programming specific moments in your profile that allow people to read through, and based on the information that you provide in those answers, they can, you know, come up with a conclusion as to why they like you or why they don't like you. And truth be told, I feel like psychologically, this sort of forces all of us to take a better look at, like, dating specifically. I mean, it's not just a hookup app. It's not just sex bullshit. Like, it's literally getting to know someone without even getting to know them just yet. So, you know, I obviously went through the motions of finding out that it was a lot more responsive than something like a Tinder. And I was actually getting responses. I was going on dates with guys. They were actually more quality of an individual, is the idea that I was starting to take away from this app. Was like, I was actually going on real life dates with real life guys. And, you know, they may not have, like, stayed solid. We may not have gone on a second date. We may not have seen each other again, but it was a very solid date. And many of them I did see multiple times and go on multiple dates and met up with multiple times. And even to a place where a few of them I even seriously considered dating. It was becoming that app that suddenly just changed my entire perspective on gay apps in the city. But you know, as all the apps are, you know, even if something continues to linger and you meet somebody and they seem like they're going to be somebody good, there's just something about each and every one of these guys that I met on this app that just never quite like made the grade or hit the points that I wanted. There was just something that always felt off about each and every one of them. And even though there were guys that I literally liked, there was just always something that didn't feel 100% right. So after so many failed attempts at like trying to make some sort of a connection with guy after guy after guy after guy, I got really fucking frustrated. I really just decided that this Hinge app was just like all the others. There was really no difference other than the fact that it sort of forced you to get to know the individual. And it was a little bit more than just like physical attraction or sexual energy. It was like a lot more than that. There was a bigger package. There was a lot more involved. But for some reason, I wasn't having good luck. And I was just ready to just wipe my hands of it and call it a day. Well, one day, I got this random message from a guy, and I truthfully was kind of ignoring the app. Like, I had kind of set it to a place where I wasn't getting the notifications because, you know, sometimes when you get messages from multiple people, it just becomes a lot on your phone, you know, especially when you're at work and it's just interrupting your day. So I had them set to turn off. But I got this, like, notification from the app that basically said something to the effect of, like, hey, you haven't checked in a while. Like, see who's messaging you. See what's going on. Like, and truthfully, like there was so much going on in my life in this specific time frame that I really just had almost forgotten about the app, so to speak. So I just randomly opened it up one day out of sheer boredom and just, you know, started maneuvering through all the messages that I had received. Some were super old and I hadn't looked at the app in so long that they were like up to a couple of weeks old, and just guys that I just really wasn't interested in. And just the frustration just began to continue as I maneuvered through like after like after like. And I'm just like, oh, this is so ridiculous. And then suddenly I saw this one guy who messaged me, but just seemed a little different. Now, you guys, I can't explain it. I don't even know why it happened or how it happened. And looking back on it now, I just don't know what the fucking happened. But there was something different about this guy that I just felt. And again, I just don't know. But something drew me into this boy. And let me just tell you what happened from here. The official announcement, you guys. I can't even believe I'm saying this on the show. Because this is potentially information that could just like shoot. Like I'm shooting myself in the foot metaphorically. Like I could be going back on this, regretting all of this. I could like listen to this expose like a year from now and just have a full-on sense of shame and regret. But I'm very hopeful because the official My Gay Expose podcast announcement that you've been waiting for is, can I get a drum roll, please? You guys, I have a boyfriend. I'm gonna say it one more time. I have a boyfriend. Did you ever see this coming? Think about my past. Think about this show. Think of all the things that you've heard on this show. Did you ever sit here in this moment and think that you would be hearing in your ears right now that I have a boyfriend? You guys, oh my God, I'm so fucking in love that it makes me so sick to even hear myself. And I know that when I go back through this expose before it launches and I edit through and listen through, I'm just gonna be like grossed out by what I'm about to spew out to all of you in the world in this moment. I am so in love with this boy. I can't explain it. I really don't know all the reasons why. I do know one of the biggest reasons is that he's a fellow Virgo. Like our birthdays are literally like 4 days away from each other. Let me see, hold on. 5 days, excuse me. And I literally it's just, it works so well. We're both type A Virgos. We're both big time people pleasers. And all we do in this relationship is just try our very best to please each other. And just he's just such a good guy, you guys. Like, after all of the fucking dumbasses that I've fumbled through on this fucking journey over the course of this My Gay Exposé podcast show, all the stories, everything that I could pull out of my Gay Walk of Shame archives, all of it, nothing ever has compared to this boy. And I cannot even believe that I'm saying this in this moment, but I have never been this in love with a boy. Oh God, I'm just so grossed out with myself right now. Oh, but I am. It's just, I'm not gonna say his name. I'm not gonna give out any more information than that. I've leaked a couple of like random drops on social media. So if you follow me on social media, you probably already know, but oh my God, you guys, I'm so in love with this boy. And let me tell you why I think it's also working. Number one, he doesn't live in San Francisco. He's actually a farm boy. And you guys, there is something so sexy about that dynamic. The fact that I'm in the public eye, that I'm so city boy, like city living, all of that bullshit. Like, we live in two completely different worlds, but in some way, somehow, we just connect and we click and it just works. And I'm so fucking excited to explore what's gonna happen in our future. And as I sit here in this moment, as I'm recording right now, my brother's 40th birthday, my straight brother Ryan's 40th birthday is coming up here this week. It's actually just days away. And my boyfriend and I, can you believe I'm saying this in this moment? I know. Please don't throw up. It's fine. It's okay. Everything will be fine. My boyfriend and I are going to Lake Tahoe to literally spend 4 days with my brother, his wife, my other brother, his wife, my other brother, his wife, and like my brother's wife's sister's husband, whatever. It's all couples. And originally when I got the invite, it was all of them and just me. And just meeting my boyfriend when I met my boyfriend, it just was the perfect timing. I'm so excited for this 4 days to get away and spend time with him. You guys, it's just so magical. I just can't even express in words how amazing this boy makes me feel. He has literally gotten me to a place where I am so happy in my life that I'm fucking belting out in song to the radio at work when I'm at work and catching myself. And I'm just, everything is just shifting in my entire life and my demeanor and my direction and my motivation. This boy was meant for me. And the sex, I don't even want to go there. I'm not gonna go there because that's between him and I. And I know all of you are so used to me exposing everything on this show, but there are just some things that need to be kept private in this moment. So stay tuned for more updates as all of this bullshit evolves. But yeah, you guys, that's it. I have a fucking boyfriend, 2 months strong. We are going for it. I'm so excited. And you might be asking yourself, how is this going to change the show? The entire premise and the dynamic of this show is just the exact opposite of what it means to have a committed monogamous boyfriend. Yeah, that's right. I said it, committed and monogamous. Me, Ronnie Washburn, is committed and monogamous to this boy. This boy actually tamed this hot mess and made me want to be with him and him alone. Don't worry, you guys, there is plenty, plenty of shit in the archives that I still have yet to reveal to you on this show. And there is plenty more material, and I don't plan on going anywhere. I will still continue to be in that top 14 of the best 100 LGBTQ+ podcasts of all time moment. That is my legacy. That is what I'm here for. And now I have a boyfriend to like take with me on that fucking wild ride. So stay tuned for more information. You guys, I'm so excited and I really hope you are for me too. But yep, that's it. Boyfriend Ronnie Washburn has a boyfriend, and I'm so in love. What do we learn today, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, gays and straights, hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms, gender fluid and non-binary, bisexuals and lesbians, transgender and questioning? Well, I'd like to think we learned a whole hell of a lot. Okay, listen, at any rate, you learned that there is at least one individual out there that can tame the biggest Castro slut of all time. And what is it about this boy that just makes me fall head over heels in love and just gets me so fucking excited for our future and all of it? Well, you might just have to listen along to the rest of the show and get little snippets here and there. And I'm not ready to reveal any more than I've revealed this week. But you guys, I have a fucking boyfriend. Oh God, those words, they don't even come out of my mouth naturally because it's been so long. Ugh, but I have never been happier and I cannot wait to see what happens next. But I really just want to hear from all of you hot jock tops and bossy power bottoms out there. What the fuck do you think about this big news? Give me a call at the official My Gay Exposé podcast hotline at 415-501-0401. That's 415-501-0401. Call in, leave a message, and tell me what you think. Oh, God, I have a feeling this is going to be a very long week responding to messages, etc. If you don't want to call, just go ahead and type me an email and send it my way at mygayexpose@gmail.com. And with that, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Click 5 stars, follow on Spotify, and don't forget to turn on those notifications so that you can catch wind of each and every episode of My Gay Exposé podcast right when it drops. Follow on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Exposing My Gay. And don't forget to check out the official show website, mygayexposepodcast.com. And there you'll find any information that you need to know about the show, including the official show question for the Your Gay Expose segment each and every week. And don't forget to check out the official show merch line, Bossy Power Bottom Wear, at RonnieWashburn.com. That's R-A-O-N-I Washburn.com. And pick your next piece for your gay and or upcoming festival slash pride related event, or just some shit you want to wear to the gym to ensure that you will get fucked in the showers. And don't forget to join us next week for another messy, salacious, and relatable episode with me, Exposing My Gay. I'm Ronnie Washburn, and I will fuck the shit out of my farm boy like a city boy. With all of you, next time. Expose has been brought to you by Bossy Power Bottom Productions. Want to know more? Go to bossypowerbottom.com and find out for yourself what it truly means to bottom like a boss with Bossy Power Bottom Productions.